Continued opposition to the federal health care law was clear Monday in a packed legislative committee room that any other year would have been relatively empty this early in the lawmaking period. At the start of the meeting, newly elected Senator Aaron Bean, a Jacksonville Republican, told Committee Chairman Joe Negron he'd received emails suggesting the committee would take a vote on the law immediately.
And I just want to make sure that we're going to have a meeting that reflects the choices given and the pluses and minuses of engaging in those choices. And is that your understanding too, Mr. Chairman?
I always think it's good to have a trial before you have a verdict.
Homemade protest signs lined the walls outside the committee room as the Senate committee charged with taking up the health care law began weighing its options on whether to implement a health insurance exchange and expand the Medicaid program. From the start, it was clear the health care law's fate in Florida will be one of the most heated discussions during the spring lawmaking session.
The federal government has absolutely no power, no right to create a health care act. And if you want to discuss health care, it must be done on the state level, not through an exchange.
Tea Party activist and attorney Chris Ann Hall decried the law as unconstitutional.
Some claim that it must be submitted to as law of the land, since the Supreme Court made its declaration from on high. This admits that we are not a republic of sovereign states, but a monarchy.
Hall's opposition was repeated by more than 10 additional speakers and even more who stood up in agreement. No one from the public spoke in favor of the law, but after its opponent stopped talking, Senate Minority Leader Chris Smith had his say.
Federal government had to step in when Marbury, Madison, and Hamilton wrote in that Constitution that I wasn't a man. The federal government had to step in because our Constitution is an imperfect document. If it was perfect, you would not have amendments to it.
Smith was met with a round of boos by the audience, and afterward, the committee's chairman, Republican Senator Joe Negron, said he believed the critical comments of the law reflected feelings of, quote, passion.
So I think it got out because citizens care deeply about their health care and about the future of their health care in Florida, and they're passionate about their points of view. So, we did hear predominantly from one side of the argument. I'm sure as we go forward, we'll hear from others as well, and I think that's healthy and productive.
Negron didn't lay out a timeline for the committee to release its decision on the health care law. A similar committee will also be convening in the House. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatterin, Tallahassee.